Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, January 15th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber preparing this message from our warm home here in a very cold Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. We prepare these messages each weekday with a goal to encourage others, and we hope today's message does so. It's titled, We Live by Faith. The simple scripture text, yet packed with meaning, is from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7.
We live by faith, not by sight.
We are presently ministering to a number of people who are experiencing layoffs due to the stresses of the economy. The uncertainty of their future is looming over them. I recently spoke to a supervisor whose team of workers was temporarily laid off. Usually I steer conversations in a direction that is uplifting in nature, but this time the subject of our talk brought great distress to this worker as we consider the uncertainties of our time. Well, we are praying in each of our companies and for the entire economy that orders will resume for them and the employees will soon get called back to work. About 20 years ago, I served as a Civil Air Patrol chaplain and periodically flew along with the pilots, sitting in the back seat as a non-pilot, of course. We were based out of St. Mary's in the Allegheny Mountains in northern Pennsylvania. My role was to provide spiritual support and encouragement to the squadron. Well, among my responsibilities, and something I never had to do, was to notify and update family members about the condition of their loved ones aboard a missing or crashed plane, or even provide the death notification. I recall one time when we were flying to an airport in Clearfield, Pennsylvania, high in the Allegheny Mountains, where there was a steep drop-off at the approach to the runway. The pilots were practicing their instrument rating skills that day. After takeoff, both pilots placed hoods over their heads to block their visual view outside of the airplane, forcing them to focus solely on the plane's instrument panel. I could see from my seat, but certainly had no control of the flight. Each time I looked toward the front of the plane and saw the pilots in their strange-looking hoods, I grew more and more uneasy. Well, it wasn't so bad when we were high in the air, but when we began to drop for our descent to the landing strip, all I could notice was the cliff drop-off at the end of the strip. I began thinking about Brooksine at home and wondered if a police chaplain might show up at our front door to notify her of a downed aircraft with her chaplain husband aboard. But I was so relieved, of course, when just prior to landing, both pilots lifted their hoods and we had a safe landing.
We like to see, don't we? We like to know what's going on. And we especially like to be in control of our circumstances. Much of the time we believe we really are. We think we've got it all figured out. But how important it is to remember the proverb from Proverbs 5, chapter 16, verse 9. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Not seeing the full picture runs counter to our natural instincts. There are several who receive our daily encouragement messages who are blind, so they listen to our podcast messages. With their sense of sight impaired or non-existent, they have nurtured their other four senses to compensate for their vision loss. God wants each step of our earthly journey to be a step of faith so that our eyes are not focused on the situation nearly so much as they are focused on Him and the continuing work He is doing in our lives. If our physical vision is limited, then we will hopefully stimulate our spiritual vision and see that God providentially allows these foggy periods in our life for His glory and for our growth and for our good. Just as the hoods force the pilots to rely on the instruments rather than their sight, so our trials will cause us to focus on God, our faith, and the eternal, which is where our focus should be in the first place.
Well, several have written lately of going through deep trials in their lives. We seem to have a ministry, of course, not only in our own local church and with people in our community and chaplain work, but really through this ministry with people all over the world. Today I consider a phrase from a great old hymn of the church that expresses my heart today and my prayer. When darkness veils His lovely face. I rest on His unchanging grace. Oh, today, for that blessed rest to be upon each podcast listener, is our prayer.
Let's all pray together. Father, help us to have the kind of faith prescribed in Hebrews 11:1, where faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. It is the kind of faith that is triumphant in the worst of circumstances, because our faith in Christ is the victory that overcomes the world. We will not be overcome by life circumstances, but we will overcome life circumstances by the blood of the Lamb. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. And thanks for joining us today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. So once again, this is the message that we're prepared for January 15th, 2009. The coldest day thus far this year, and expecting even colder weather tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow they're saying it'll get down to almost to zero where we live. Now, I know from listening to the news there are many of you that live in even colder parts, but I've been outside a few times this morning, and it is cold. Actually, we have a couple photos up on our site today. One of a photo I took just this morning in front of our home shortly after sunrise. And I think you can see it's cold from the photo even. We also have a photo today. It is not one that I took, but it sure is a neat photo of a Civil Air Patrol plane. And it's an interesting clue where the photo was taken at. And I'll let you look if you're interested to the site and see. We also have some recommended music up today, and one song in particular is a song that we often sung in our church in New England. I might say it was our favorite song up that way. This congregation really excelled in singing out. It's a song that is titled Step by Step, and I found a nice online version from YouTube today that I have a link to if you care to listen to it. And I say listen because even though it's YouTube video, it really is the audio we're interested in. In this case, it's the words along with the static background. Well, blessings to each of our listeners today. It is a joy to serve Jesus Christ, and I pray that you will experience, whatever you're going through, the peace of God that transcends all understanding.